Well, it is Wednesday, and it is 5 p.m. I can't tell you if it's nice out or nasty out, although I am here live. It's very weird, the weather lately. Seems like every half an hour it gets a little bit changes. But it is time for American Hit Radio on 90.3 WHPC, WHPC HD. My name is Tom Ryan, and with me, my lovely wife and co-host, Heidi Morales Ryan.
I am running the board and doing all this stuff.
That's right. We are here religiously doing what we do.
I am a computer.
On Wednesdays and Fridays at between 5 and 6 p.m. Very happy to be doing this. And of course, on Wednesdays, what we've been doing, kind of our favorite thing to be doing, is playing albums, focusing on what we consider to be 1,000 albums that are of incredible importance in terms of the history of music. We started all the way back in 1955 when the album era began to flourish, and we're going to work our way up toward the present as we count to 1,000. When we get there, or whatever year we're at when we get there, we'll figure it out after that. Who knows? But we've pretty much reached the halfway point. We're past the halfway point on the popular side, because we have two lists. We have the top 500 of the top 40 and the alternative top 40. We're well past 250 on the top 40. But today we're going to cover the alternative top 40 side, an album that did not make the top 40, although it came pretty close. This is chronologically number 234 out of the 500 on that alternative list. But the reason it's on that list is because it stopped at number 45. Getting close, almost there, but not quite. September of 1977 was the year of its release, and it is an album entitled Rough Mix. The artists are Pete Townshend and Ronnie Lane, two of my favorite British musicians coming together on one album. So, the connection between Pete Townshend and Ronnie Lane is a lot tighter, I think, than most fans may have recognized. As representatives of the mod genre's two most famous bands, they were both linchpins of the British mod movement. And later, through Mayor Baba, they also shared the same spiritual beliefs. So these commonalities brought the pair together to record a few devotional albums to Meher Baba in the early 70s that were not intended for commercial release and now stand as some of their most rare work. You can find it, but it's not easy. Subsequently to that, Townshend recorded his first solo album, which was called Who Came First? Very clever. And it was telling that the album's second track, which was a gorgeous and playful vision of reincarnation called Evolution, that was both written and sung by Ronnie Lane on Pete Townshend's album. So obviously they're friends. So with this background, it's only logical that Lane would eventually approach Townshend to assist in the production of his own solo project. But as the two had already blurred the line on Pete Townshend's disc, it wasn't long before the solo project itself transformed itself into a joint effort. So Rough Mix is the net result of two close friends bouncing myriad ideas off of each other. With no set plan, the two singer-songwriters allowed each other total freedom, and the result is about as stylistically diverse as a single album can be. It also stands as some of the best work away from the bands that they helped make famous. It's such a pleasure to hear the two of England's best songwriters writing and playing for themselves, with no worries about whether the material would be suitable for the other band members. The album also served as a small reprieve from the rather harsh reality that surrounded it. Pete Townshend started the project coming off of a tour with The Who, unaware that he would never again get the chance to perform with Keith Moon. Ronnie Lane, also coming off of a tour, a conceptually brilliant but disastrously expensive traveling big top event caravan circus thing that he did that left him virtually bankrupt, only to learn that the severe changes in his physical and mental state were due to the onset of multiple sclerosis. So all of this is going on at this point in time. Regardless of the negative aspects, though, surrounding the project, the album comes off as playful and pastoral in about equal measure. From a topical perspective, My Baby Gives It Away rocks madly and is surely one of the weirdest love songs I've ever heard. While Annie is deceptively complex, as it lovingly implies the inevitability of growing old and dying. Keep Me Turning bears topical similarities to Annie, but with a self-aware humor that lightens the mood a bit, while Misunderstood, the song that opens up side two, toys with the desire to escape one's self-identity. Self-Identity could be the force driving Lane's song, April Fool, with lyrics that could easily be interpreted to address the sheer lunacy of his tour concept. Like, oops, that was pretty stupid of me, wasn't it? To go bankrupt on a tour where like people were not showing up, but he was spending more money than he could possibly ever hope to rake in. But as it progresses, the album meanders back and forth like this, with each track adding new textures over a variety of unique perspectives. So taken as a whole, Rough Mix is a mini masterpiece of self-aware songwriting with material that can make you laugh 1 minute and then an instant later causes you to reflect. It's unpredictable, witty, and wise. This is an album that conveys true friendship, and like the relationship it celebrates, it grows deeper with age. So let's get started. We're long without Ronnie Lane for a while, but we still have Pete with us. And the opening track is written by Pete, and it's the rocker of the album. And it's also what I said is like one of the strangest love songs I think I've ever heard. But I love every second of this song. It's called My Baby Gives It Away. can you not love that song, right? I love that from the second I heard it back in 1977, and it hasn't aged a bit. I mean, the whole album really hasn't aged a bit. It's like it moves through so many different changes, and that's what makes it feel special to me. Now, I mentioned, of course, that was written by End Song, performed by Pete Townsend mostly. The next track is the exact opposite. It's written and sung and mostly performed by Ronnie Lane, and it changes the mood significantly. It's called Nowhere to Run.
Make no sale for a gift of the will. Drive you slow for this dream never ill. Oh, my family and all of my friends, and know there's nowhere to run. In the morning may head for the sun. Leave your shadows behind what you've done. I have tried, but I never have won, because there's nowhere to run. Well, Michael's rolling. Where's he going? What's he saying? Well, that's right. Of old sailor long since been dead, smoking his pipe and he's scratching his head. It's bad news, but I heard what he said. He said there's nowhere to run.
There you have it. That's the Ronnie Lane tune called Nowhere to Run from the album Rough Mix. Now, I didn't state this earlier, but I think, because I thought it was incredibly obvious, but Pete Townsend is the lead guitarist and the main songwriter of The Who, I would imagine, in case, just for those people who might go, oh. I'm taking it for granted that that would have been common knowledge, but it might not be. And Ronnie Lane was the bassist and the main songwriter, really, for The Small Faces, which eventually became The Faces with Rod Stewart and Ronnie Wood. And that band, Faces, ended up with the drummer going to The Who and Ronnie Wood going to the Rolling Stones. And, of course, Rod Stewart becoming Rod Stewart. Just about everybody in that band became a superstar, with the exception of Ronnie Lane, who more or less, you know, kept being who he was and what he was, which is, I think, one of the kindest and nicest people in show business from everything that I know about him. He just seems to be like he was such a pleasure to be around. And he and Pete had so much in common, not only because of the fact that they were both in bands in England, London, around, you know, the mid-60s when the mod movement was blowing up, but they were both very, very much representative of that. The Small Faces, obviously so, with their name. The Who even, wrote their very first song was called I'm the Face, which had a lot to do with, the expression of what mods would say about who was, how you were hip, and where the Faces got their band name from. So there's all that. Anyway, this is these two personalities coming together. And I'd mentioned that the album is called Rough Mix. Well, here is an instrumental track written by Pete Townshend and Ronnie Lane together, which is the song that provides the album's title, Rough Mix. There you have it. Rough Mix, which we're just beginning to get a taste of, right, from this album. It was Pete who had contacted Ronnie to produce his album, I think, at one point, and that's how it turned into the full collaboration. But it was Lane who expressed an interest in wanting to write songs with Pete. But Pete very rarely wrote songs with other people, and he was sort of not wanting to do that. Because Pete works by himself, that he always did. But that one instrumental track is one of the very few songs where you'll see that Pete Townshend actually shares writing credit on that song, the title song, Rough Mix. Now, this is a good example of what I talk about coming to a much more meaningful and like almost like a folky sort of a feel on this record. There's a lot of that. We can play, actually, we'll play two songs back to back that I think more or less express that. The first is a song called Annie, which is written by Ronnie Lane, co-written, actually, believe it or not, with somebody named Kate Lambert, but also Eric Clapton. And we'll follow that with a song called Keep Me Turning, which is a Pete Townsend song, also like in a similar mode. So Annie and Keep Me Turning.
Fall, Annie, where will we be? Winter has come, Annie, no strength in the sun, Annie. And when it's gone, Annie, where shall we be? When all those colors have faded, when old Jack comes to call, don't tell him no, tell him maybe. Oh, now Annie, God bless us all. Oh, yeah, Annie, God bless us all.
Keep me turning, oh keep me on, keep me beeping.
past the picket. They say that the trick is to walk in backwards like you're walking out. I guess the Lord's wearing glasses now.
When I listen to this album, I think that the songs that Ronnie wrote would be the same whether he released them on a solo album or if he released it with his band at that time, which was called Slim Chance. In fact, on the song that we just played, Annie, that is Slim Chance, his band, that was the backup. So there's nothing too different there. But what I do think is I wonder what would have happened with Pete Townsend's material had he not recorded this with Ronnie Lane. Because if it were The Who, I don't think that song, Keep Me Turning, would have sounded anything like that. It would have been remarkably different. There's a real gentility about Pete's touch on this album that gives him like a totally different perspective than what you would have when he was a member of what, as he is still a member of The Who. And this is around the time of Who Are You? Right when this album came out. So you can obviously hear that there would be a significant stylistic difference, which is what makes this album special. The album is called Rough Mix. Oh, and by the way, you are listening to 90.3 WHPC, WHPC HD in Garden City, New York. And since that's the case, let's play one more song from side one before we flip over the record. It's a song written by Lane with Lambert, again, Kate Lambert again. And this one is called Cat Melody.
I'm on my own. I'm all alone. I sowed those seeds and now my heart is home. And I guess this party's over, 'cause I'm on my own. My friends, they say hello. My days are full. My skies were blue. But I got wise and I acted like a fool. And now my night's the morning after, feeling like a fool. I'm feeling black and blue. Well, all them backstreet women, ooh, all that homemade liquor's left me here. We're just like some old bottle that the tide has left washed up beneath the beer. There's a message in here somewhere. This store is old, this heart is cold, this old street corner's heard it all before. But if I can bum just a one more one, I say so long. Here I'm going home. low, smart-ass gamblers and my booze. Well, they must have seen me coming, cause these cradle marks, they're pretty hard to lose. I bet you was running up. Oh, this story's old, this heart is cold. Well, this old trash can't seen it all before. I bet if I can bum just one more one, I'll say so long. Here I'm going home. Say so long. Here I'm going home. Say so long. I guess I'm on my own. I say so long. There's one down in the road.
That's Cat Melody, just for fun. You know that is on drums? That's Charlie Watts playing drums on that track. I was also Charlie Watts playing drums on My Baby Gives It Away, the opening track. I should have known that. There's a, something that's very telling about Charlie's style. And you know, his timekeeping is exquisite. And he's the type of person that does a great job of getting out of the way of what the rest of the band is doing while providing some of the perfectly well-driven and like I said, excellent sense of time from Charlie Watts. I miss that guy. I'm sure that the Rolling Stones obviously miss him too. All right, we can flip the record over. And again, we get to hear a different side of Pete Townsend, because a lot of the songs that he does in this album are strange by his standard. And this next song, Misunderstood, is definitely one of them. Like I said, maybe it's a way of him trying to escape his own identity, about trying to maybe wanting to be misunderstood, which is what the song is about. So, oh, you'll listen to it and make up your own mind. Here is Misunderstood, written by Pete Townsend.
Just wanna be misunderstood. Wanna be feared in my neighborhood. Just wanna be a moody man. Say things that nobody can understand. I wanna be obscure and oblique, inscrutable and vague, so hard to pin down. I wanna leave open mouths when I speak. Want people to cry when I put them down. I wanna be either old or young. Don't like where I've ended up or where I've begun. I always feel I must get things in the can. I just can't handle it the way I am. Why am I so straight and simple? People see through me like I'm made of glass. Why can't I deepen with graying temples? Am I growing out of my class? Somewhere else, I feel impatient like a girl on the shelf. They say that I should live sirrah, sirrah, but I am such an ordinary star. Cool walking, smooth talking, straight smoking, fire smoking. Cool walking, smooth talking, yeah. Just wanna be
misunderstood. I wanna be feared in my neighborhood. Just wanna be a moody man. Say things that nobody can understand. Walking, straight smoking, fast stalking, yeah. Hey, baby.
Another thing that makes this album seem so remarkable is that it takes on a significant feel for British folk in a real beautiful way. And it's doing this at the exact same time that punk is fermenting and then exploding, actually, all over the place in England. And so to come up with an album like this, which very much takes it in a significantly different direction, is pretty intense. And a bit of a risk that they could have looked like, this album could have easily had them coming off like old people, not blending in to what is happening as far as the new scene that is developing. But instead, it actually shows that they've still got a tremendous amount of relevance and a diversity in their style that will keep them going for yet another 10 or 15 years. Well, in Pete Townsend's case, that's and in Ronnie Lane's as well. They both stayed very active as far as being, you know, remaining talented songwriters. But this album, to me, is a bit of a peak for both of them. All right. I keep mentioning that Pete Townsend like writes songs that were kind of weird for this album. None is weirder than this one. It's literally got an entire string section, an orchestra that is brought in to perform. This was the song that got an awful lot of airplay as well. But we'll just play the song and you can take it from there. It's called Street in the City.
Trying to busk with his new flute. Did you read about the Cambridge raper? Again, I see the world go by as I lean against my wall. I watch as Fleet Street makes new heroes rise and fall. The news is written in the eyes of us all. One is a sinner, the next is a saint. Most of us worried about showing up late. Ooh. I'm gonna lean back on my wall and pray for him to fall. Thank you.
up on that ledge. He's only cleaning windows. What a shame. Who's to blame for the pain?
And in the interest of getting in as much music as we can, we're going to close with the two most beautiful songs on the album, Pete Townsend's Heart to Hang On To, and then a cover of Till the Rivers All Run Dry. Thanks for listening, folks. I hope you love this album even half as much as I do. Bye-bye.
He's always propping up the bar. He sees life crystallize to his joy. Says he only lives for beer. But deep in his heart is a cry of fear.
Give me a heart to hang on to. Give me a soul that's tailored new. Give me a heart to hang on to. A heart to hang on to.
Oh, Sally seems to get bigger every day. She evens out in a contented way. A finger on the pulse of every guy. But deep in the night you can hear a cry.
Give me a heart to hang on to. Give me a life that's tailored new. Give me a heart to hang on to. On to. Give me a soul that's tailored to. Give me a heart to hang on to. Oh, yeah. Ooh. Thinks it's an easy going high, but his whole life is just another try. Give me a heart to hang on to. Give me a suit that's tailored true. Give me a heart to hang on to. Heart to hang on to. Hang on, hang on, hang on.
life on earth is through, I'll be needing you. I know sometimes you may wonder from little things I say and do, but there's no need for you to wonder if I need you, 'cause I'll need you till the rivers all run dry, till the sun falls from the sky, till life on earth is through, I'll be needing you. Things get in the way, and even though sometimes I hurt you, still you show me.
Brought to you by American